Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What an incredible show we're having. The George Pickens trade is topic number one. Bob and Limits arguing over Will Howard versus Drew Aller. I don't know how we got into that. I don't remember. Oh, it's because of Aaron Rodgers and, you know, Limits' harebrained idea that the Steelers consulted or at least informed Rodgers they were moving on from Pickens, Bob. I thought that was one of Limits' crazier takes of the year.
Yeah, I just, you know, I don't think they're going to talk to him unless, you know, they've already talked to him. So now it's about yes or no. Are you going to play or not?
Yeah, when are they going to get that answer, you wonder?
A lot of people thought it already would have happened. Some people think before this week because they have mini camp at the end of the week. A lot of people think it'll be before
What OTA day does mini start. Camp start?
It's rookie mini camp. It's Friday.
Okay. Yeah. He ain't showing up for that even if he's
No, but he
signed.
May give you an I just think it's going to drag into July. And it's
wow. Well, and then that led us to Limits taking all kinds of heat yesterday because he was highly critical of Will Howard, not even open to the idea of him being good or barely open to it. And then, Bob, I asked him point blank, if you started a team right now, would you rather have Will Howard or Drew Aller as your franchise quarterback? He said Howard.
Wait a minute. I didn't say franchise on either. If you heard me, I said
who would you rather have moving forward, your guy?
But not a franchise. I want to be clear. I don't think either of them are franchise guys. I think they'll be NFL quarterbacks.
Neither do I, actually. But Aller, I think most people.
Maybe.
You're talking about maybe the number one pick in next year's draft versus a sixth-round pick this year. It was just a big opinion, and I loved it, Bob.
No, I just think, again, it's so hard to become an NFL franchise quarterback, so I am not of the belief that many of these guys will be that. Even this year, even last year, some years are better than others, but it's hard to do.
But I thought next year was supposed to be the big year for quarterbacks, so how many do you see? How many franchise quarterbacks will there be next year?
I don't know. I just know there'll be more quantity of them. And whether or not they get it right or not will be the biggest decision they make.
Then Limits put out that prompted a gigantic argument between Bob and Limits, with Limits insulting Bob, even calling his opinion ridiculous, which Bob took offense to, as I would have as well. But I also admire Limits for his tenacity. And that led Limits to put a poll out on X.
That Pony also stole, by the way, and put out his own exact poll that I put out there.
Well, tell me the results of both so far, how it was phrased.
Wait a minute. He put one out too?
Yes.
On the same.
Pony was listening and put out his own poll, and I texted him, thank you for stealing my poll.
Well, so, at least it'll go to more people now.
That is true.
That's nothing against you,
Limits. No, it's
not.
Limits. It's just a fact. I put out, if you are starting a franchise tomorrow, which quarterback would you take, Drew Aller or Will Howard?
Let me take a guess.
Sure.
And I haven't seen it.
Okay.
How many people have responded?
Not many so far, just only under 100.
Okay. I'm going to say 75% say Howard.
Bob? 57%
Yeah, I would have said it's probably a 60-40, 50-50 kind of thing.
And how about Pony's poll? How is it worded and how is it received so far?
Pony's poll is better quarterback, Will Howard or Drew Aller. Pony with many more results, even though a guy named Josh said, you just stole Austin's content, but it's Will Howard, limits doesn't know ball. Will Howard is getting 63% of the votes.
I told you.
To Drew Aller's 37.
I mean, it might come out to be true, but one guy was just a sixth round pick. The other guy, I think we can say very safely, would go in the first round next year. And might be the first pick.
He might be.
There's a little Steeler bias going on here,
clearly.
Bob. But you might. I'm saying with the fans.
Please don't put the word franchise in either of them.
The question is who's better?
Right.
Who has a better future?
That's who I think has. And it doesn't include franchise, because franchise means you're going to take over and be the guy for the next 10 years. I don't think any of these guys really have that in them.
Limits.
It's difficult.
I want to say very briefly that one of the things I admire most about you is you have an ability to laugh at yourself.
I think
everybody on this show does.
Everyone should do that. That's better for your soul, actually, I think.
I think so.
And I love that.
You can't not laugh at yourself because there's stuff you do that you say, what have I done?
And we're in the toy store here. We're talking about sports, the toy store of the world. But I love this. I love Bob's take. I love your take. I love being here. I even love Pony at this particular moment.
Here comes the butt, Bob.
There is no butt.
There is no butt.
Let's go to the lines or the text, whichever you think will be more entertaining.
Let's go to our friend Stephen Fabian wants to chime in.
What's up, Stephen?
What's up, fellas? How are you? How's it going?
Good.
What's going on?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Listen, I'm feeling ecstatic. I'm feeling elated. Dare I say, I'm feeling incrinculent about the George Pickens move.
You said it. Why?
And let me tell you why. As I sit here at the LaGuardia Airport parking lot, as I'm about to do a story for Inside Edition about real ID deadlines today, guys. The real ID deadline is today. Listen, I told myself at the end of last season, I've been watching this football team. I'm from Pittsburgh. I went to Plum High School. I told myself at the end of the season, I'm not watching the Steelers next year if two of the following three players are still on the roster. George Pickens, Russell Wilson, and the third player was actually Coach Mike Tomlin. I've been off the Tomlin train for a long time here. So I'm excited about this news because now the ultimatum I put on myself is allowing me to actually watch the Steelers next season. I'm going to actually do it because we moved George. Couldn't be happier.
Bob, have you and Steven crossed paths in the television industry yet? Of course, him being from Inside Edition.
Well, different kind of levels of work here, so probably not. Although
Bob, that is majorly wrong, my friend.
When did we meet?
I was your intern. I was an intern.
Oh my God,
Bob.
Okay,
I have to see faces. I haven't seen, when? Tell me years.
Bob, I was your intern in 2004, It was after my sophomore year at KDKA Sports. I used to go up there with you, Mike Vakovkin, the other guy. I can't remember him.
Mike
you
Zappone?
Guys would send
Zappone,
me to
yeah.
Mike Zappone. Yes, yes. And you guys would send me to PNC Park post game to get sound from a lot of the Pirates back then, which was great. I remember I got to
Bob,
interview John Smoltz.
It's okay. I don't even remember who I hosted with.
I was on the air with you,
and I don't remember them.
Steve, I'm sure if I see you, I'd know it. But I mean, Steve on the car moving to the airport doesn't do anything for me. Did Bob inspire you
in any way, Steven, to get where you've gotten?
You know, I will say I have very fond memories of being an intern for Bob. And Bob, I'll never forget one time he and I were in the PNC Park press box together. And he said, and I thought this was really cool for you know, Bob had at that time had been obviously in his role for a long, long time. And I'm so pumped that he's still doing what he does. But I remember we were in the press box and he said, hey, you know what's good practice? What I like to do sometimes is good practice for you. Why don't you and I just call play by play right now? Let's just call play by play. Like we're the guys in the booth. Watching this Pirate game.
Absolutely, Steve. I remember the more of this you describe, the more it comes back to me. But I've done that with everybody. I think it's the easiest. We've gotten in trouble, by the way, for doing that. I don't know if you and I did, but I've done it with others. And people in the reporters there would say, hey, would you pipe it down a little bit?
Interesting.
You know, because
it's good practice.
It is good. And it's just like a makeshift, okay, we're doing the game. Here you go.
Let's Steve, talk. We appreciate the call, man. It's top of the hour. We have to run.
Thanks, Steve.
Good luck. We'll be watching you.
Inside Edition. I got to watch this program. I don't watch it too much.
Yeah.
I don't watch
you
it
should.
A lot.
Your former intern is the star.
Yeah, well, okay.
Actually,
2004.
I know. I'm not kidding either. I've had people say, you don't recognize me? I was on the air with you.
If I saw him, I think it would be very easy for me to say, at very least, I know you. How do I know you?
Limits, what did you make of that situation where it got very awkward for a moment between Steve and Bob?
I did find it a little bit surprising, but, you know, Bob's worked with a lot of people over the years.
Well, we used to have,
we don't
do this now that everything changed in COVID, but we used to have like five different interns a year. So if you met, if you look at over the course of 20 years,
right,
that's a lot of people. But I do that with a lot of people. I like that. I think it's a great exercise for any young person to come up there. Okay, let's go. We'll just talk. And you got to fill in the blanks as we go.
Bob, I would like to let you know that the text line is mainly on your side on the Will Howard debate.
It doesn't matter. I mean, I just...
If Will Howard had been drafted by the Ravens, would they be on Bob's side?
I don't think so.
No. It's because of the... And I'm not saying Bob's wrong. He might very well be right. But the Steelers drafted this kid. Therefore, people think he has a chance to be a great player. If he was drafted by the Ravens.
You say great now. I'm not using that word either. Again,
I'm saying these people weighing in.
Okay.
I promise you, if he was drafted by the Ravens or, give me
the
a
Raiders.
Team. The Cardinals,
yeah.
The Raiders, and you and Pony put up the same poll. Who's going to be a better player, Will Howard or Drew Aller? I promise you that Drew Aller would win that poll. Well, that's fine. People want to root for their guys.
Yeah,
they're one of their guys.
I think Will Howard's a good guy. Like I'm rooting
for him. He's a wonderful man.
I hope he does well. But why are we seriously trying to talk ourselves into the 6th-round pick quarterback being the savior for this team?
That is not what I said.
I know, but a lot of people are.
You think would have a better quarterback?
I know.
You
simply said he would be better than Aller, or is better than Aller.
That's all I'm saying. In no specific roles. I just think it's difficult to be a franchise quarterback, and those who were drafted in the first round are going to have that expectation. This might make it easier for him. Especially where he is.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.